working class radio experience, where hard work, common sense, and rational thought are a reality. The Rick Smith Show.
Working hard to make a left, rich and a farm red. A father, son, left a cameo, blue denim, had his vein. He's a working class man.
Welcome back to the Rick Smith Show. Check out our website, thericksmithshow.com. Questions, comments, something on your mind, you can email me, rick@thericksmithshow.com. So in the age of Donald Trump, there are some things that are extremely necessary, and I would argue the Office of Attorney General being one of those. You throw in that we are in the age of corporate power and corporate rule, again, the Office of Attorney General never been more important to stand up for workers' rights, to fight back against wage theft, to make sure that workers aren't misclassified, to fight when unsafe working conditions cost people their lives. And tomorrow in Illinois is their big primary day, March 20th. That's why I've asked Renato Mariotti to come talk with us. He's a candidate for Illinois' Attorney General. Renato, thanks for taking time for us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me on the show.
So first off, best of luck to you tomorrow. I look at the Attorney General's races as one of those things that helps us make sure that workers get a fair shake, because the power in this country, the pendulum has swung way, way away from workers.
Absolutely. One thing that people don't realize is that the legal system just has such a huge cost associated with it. I mean, if you are somebody like my dad, he's a cashier at Walmart. He doesn't read and write all that well. He didn't graduate from high school. If he didn't have me as his son, how would he afford a lawyer if he wasn't getting paid the wages that he was owed? How would he afford a lawyer if he was being overcharged by his bank? That's why you have to have a strong attorney general, to be the lawyer for people who can't afford a lawyer for themselves.
And every time you turn around, there seems to be another scam out there, another corporation who's making their billions off the backs of working people through illegal means. And, for me, the idea of having someone who comes from a background like yours, willing to step forward and stand up for folks is really very important.
Well, I will tell you, I have been trying to do that my whole life. I was a federal prosecutor for a decade, and I was known for taking on white-collar crime. I was the first prosecutor in the country to convict a high-frequency trader, those people who use the high-speed computers to manipulate the financial markets. And I will tell you, it is hard to bring those cases. It is hard to take on the big, powerful corporations, banks, and people who are potentially trying to cheat consumers. And that's why you need somebody who has the experience and the ability to take on those Wall Street law firms that are representing those powerful interests. And unfortunately, we need it more now more than ever, because the Trump administration is literally sitting down and doing absolutely nothing in terms of protecting consumers, and they are actively waging war on workers and on our unions.
No, you're absolutely right. But, where were you in 2009 when we needed you? Because when I wanted to see a trail of bankers being perp-walked into court after they crashed the economy. And now look, what's going on right now is you've got the Republicans and some Democrats pushing to deregulate the banks again, which, I fear we set the same scenario up again in the coming years.
Yeah, I am worried about it. And, I will tell you, what we're seeing is relaxation of the rules that regulated those banks, and now a dismantling of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, which was a real crowning achievement of the Obama administration. They're rolling back the rules that prevented the banks from forcing us into arbitration. So now, instead of being able to have a class action when all of us are overcharged by $100, now we're supposed to file an arbitration for $100. Like, of course you can't do that. That's why you have to have an attorney general doing it. And of course, at the same time, now we've got attacks on the right to organize, and the Janus decision is going to have a huge impact on public sector unions in Illinois. And I, have put out this plan for how to deal with the Trump administration, how to resist them. And part of it is coming up with a legislative workaround, because unfortunately, now that the Republicans stole the Supreme Court seat, we can expect a pretty bad result there.
No, I expect it to go the wrong way. But since you brought it up, and I was going to ask about it here in a bit, because I believe the right to organize, not just a U.S. right, not just part of U.S. labor law, but really an international human right, the ability to fight for better wages, hours, conditions, and to collectively bargain for that, and also dignity, respect, and all of those other themes, is under assault, and more are coming. The Janus case isn't the end of the road here. It's just the next step in the push to basically make illegal right to organize. How do you see a legislative workaround? What are you looking to see? What do you see as a possibility post Janus?
Well, for Janus, what we need to do is deal with this so-called compelled speech issue, where they're saying that non-union members are being forced to give up part of their wages. And the way to deal with that is they have a workaround where the state, which is the employer, which is already paying the workers, just takes money and pays it directly to the union for specific services that are provided to all employees. That's the workaround.
Right.
And, you know, because then no one's being compelled to speak other than the government, which is that's protected by the First Amendment. And the good part of it is now workers actually are being taxed on that money that's going to the union. It goes to the worker and then it gets paid to the union. If it's being paid directly to the union by the state government, then workers aren't taxed, and more money ends up in their pockets. That's the only way that I can see that works around this problem, and also puts more money in the pockets of workers. So that's what I'm going to be advocating for in the upcoming year as Attorney General of Illinois.
No, I've heard that a bunch of times, and that seems to be something that is possible. Now, understand, and I think what people need to understand, the reason that you need an Attorney General with a position like yours is that you're going to have to fight that. I mean, the corporations are going to move that into the courts, I would argue, almost immediately, and you're going to need somebody who's going to stand up for that.
Absolutely. And in fact, you're also going to need an attorney general to prevent further attacks on the right to organize. In my state, Governor Rauner, Bruce Rauner, has just waged an absolute war on unions, trying to create right-to-work zones within our state. And frankly, that is one area where the current attorney general who is stepping down, I think she has done an admirable job fighting those efforts because they are preempted by federal law. But I will tell you, we have to constantly fight, or else my state's going to turn into Wisconsin. And we are fighting a battle, where we are constantly, fighting the forces here in Illinois of the Republicans who are trying to turn our state into some of these states where we've seen wages go down. We've seen, hours for employees that need them, going down, and ultimately working conditions going down. And workers are the ones suffering it, and the people who are making the money are the CEOs and rich shareholders of these companies.
Yeah, I mean, at some point, there's got to be the pendulum has swung, and anybody you ask gets this. The pendulum in the war between capital and labor has swung way too far on the side of capital. There's got to be a way to bring this back to somewhere towards sanity, to where, workers have a seat at the table and not just a place on the menu.
Well, I will tell you, what we've got to do is we have to start running as Democrats on economic justice issues. We have to run on the right to organize because, right now the Republicans are trying to use other issues to divide us. I know in my state, I've traveled all throughout the state. I've tried to travel through almost as many counties as I possibly could. And there are counties that went heavily for Trump. And, one issue that I can get everyone to agree on, whether they voted for Trump or for Hillary Clinton, is that, we are getting squeezed. We, being working people, are getting squeezed. They're having trouble making ends meet. They need relief. Our unions keep us strong. They agree on that. And we have to stop the Republicans from using other issues to wedge into our voters.
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. I say often, I'm in awe of the vision, the commitment, the resources that the wealth class has put into destroying labor unions in this country, and how, arguably the Democrats have allowed it to happen because they've taken the unions just for granted over the last 20 years. And my hope is that we're at a moment in looking at the race in Pennsylvania's 18th congressional district, where Connor Lamb ran on a very strong pro-union position, that the Democrats, put their arms back around the labor movement and say, we're going to move forward and actually do something instead of just throw some lip service out.
Well, I think part of the problem is money in politics. And I will tell you, I always knew that money in politics was a problem. But, there's a difference between being on the outside watching on TV, you know, or reading in the newspaper about a race, an election, and actually being a candidate. And as a first-time candidate, I will tell you, I am blown away by the amount of special interest money and big money that is coming into my race. You know, 4 days ago, one of my opponents got a $1 million check from a single person, from a venture capitalist. He got $1 million from one person. It is absolutely ridiculous. And we wonder why our elected officials are pandering to, you know, the CEOs instead of trying to fight for workers. It's because all of this money is drowning out our system. And what it's going to take to fight that is mobilization and organization on behalf of working people. We need to vote our pocketbooks. We need to vote for our own interests. We have to get off our butts and not just rely on what we see on 30-second TV ads. We need to do our research, work, and organize and vote on the issues.
I'm right there with you. And the hope is that more people will think like that because, you know, the sad reality is we've been led around by our noses a little bit too easily.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, I'll tell you, in my state, you know, there are candidates in my race that are literally getting millions of dollars in contributions from the unions, the utilities, the tobacco companies, the red light camera companies, everything you can imagine. All that money is pouring into them, and they're still getting the support of many union voters. And the reason why is because ultimately insider deals are made, and it's very hard. I get it. You know, my parents both worked two jobs when I was growing up, and I know how hard it is to pay attention to all the intricacies of what's happening in politics when you are trying to, you know, put food on the table. But I think we all have to do a little bit of homework, particularly on issues, you know, related to the right to organize, because if we don't, we're, you know, ultimately we end up paying the price.
I'm with you. You listen to the Rick Smith Show here with Renato Marinotti. Marinotti, you can check out his website, RenatoMariotti.com. We'll get a link at the RickSmithShow.com so people can take a look at it, look at some of his positions and things that he will do as Attorney General. You know, what was the thing that, let me ask you, what was the thing that made you jump into the middle of this? Was it labor issues or was there something, you know, that grabbed your attention? So, you know, this is why. Is there one thing?
You know, I got to tell you, with the election of Donald Trump, things have gotten to such a head in our country where I'm afraid that if we don't take action, we aren't going to have our country back anymore. And I decided that instead of just doing some of this stuff on the side, doing this work on the side while I was practicing as a lawyer, I had to start getting engaged and resisting with all 100% of my being, every fiber of my being. I work night and day now trying to resist Donald Trump, trying to do everything I can to fight him, to fight the power that is trying to hurt average normal people in this country who are just trying to work, who are patriotic Americans. That's what I'm trying to fight for, and I'm going to do everything I can to keep fighting, win or lose in this race for the years to come.
You know, I had a friend who, when Trump became president, he said, it's going to be fun watching you become a states' rights guy. Because no, and he was accurate. He said, because you're going to want the states to resist everything that Trump does, and it's the attorney general who does that. So when he wanted to throw people out of the country, it was the attorney generals who stepped forward and filed lawsuits. When he wants to do this opioid thing, we're gonna be executing people like the guy in the Philippines. It's going to be people in the attorney general's office that are going to be fighting that. At least that's my understanding.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, we cannot rely on the Republicans to try to check Trump. They literally are laying down and letting him do whatever he wants. The Republicans in Congress are not a check on him at all. The only people who have been standing up and slowing him down and fighting him and stopping him have been the state's attorney generals on the travel ban and net neutrality and DACA and so many issues that are important to all of us. So, you know, the Affordable Care Act. So, you know, what we need is strong state attorney generals who are going to use the legal system to fight back. And I am the only person in this race who's put out a 12-page plan. I have a plan on how I'm going to resist Donald Trump using the legal system. It's available on my website. I call it the Blueprint for Resistance. You know, a lot of people say, oh, I don't like Trump or I'm going to do something. But ultimately what matters is having a person in that role who's going to aggressively use the legal system to tie him up and to stop him, because frankly, he's doing so much damage to our country that if we don't stop Donald Trump, we aren't going to have much of a country when he's out of office. It's going to take us years to repair all the damage.
No, you're absolutely right. I'm saying longer than that. It's going to take at least a generation, probably two, when you look at what they've done to the court system and the packing that's gone on. So as Attorney General, how do you deal with that? The fact that we're going to have a much more conservative judicial system in this country.
Yeah, it is a major problem. And ultimately, you cannot count on winning in the Supreme Court. Even if we are able to take back the Senate or to take back the presidency in the next 2 and 4 years, it's still going to take quite some time to change the makeup of the Supreme Court. And as you point out, Trump has been appointing judges to the other courts at an alarming rate. That is something that is very difficult to change because in the Constitution, the only way to remove a judge is by impeachment. And so ultimately, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to organize and start working on local elections, win state legislatures back, win governorships back, win attorney general's offices back, so that we can reverse the gerrymandering, so that we can take back these states. Because, in our party, in the Democratic Party, we focus so much on the presidential election that we've let the Republicans run the table in all these state races, and we end up paying the price. That's what we're going to have to do in the meantime until we can take back the Supreme Court.
No, it's races like yours that affect people's lives on a much more daily basis than Trump in the White House. But still, it's something that we've got to do. Renato, I appreciate you taking some time for us. I wish you nothing but the best. And when you're victorious, I'd love to have you come back and talk to us again.
Anytime. Thanks so much, Rick.
Good stuff. Appreciate it. RenatoMariotti.com, the website. We'll get a link at TheRickSmithShow.com of how you can check out that site. And if you're in Illinois, Tuesday, the 20th, vote. Got to get out and vote in your primary. Quick break. Right back. Stick around. You're listening to The Rick Smith Show. We're working people. Come to talk. It's burning to the ground. Oh,